From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A final vote on a massive year-end spending measure is set for tomorrow in the Senate. The stage was set for the vote after Democrats cleared away a Republican filibuster. The spending bill would increase federal salaries and deliver more than 5,000 pet projects to congressional districts. NPR's John Burnett reports.
If it's approved Sunday as expected, it will keep the federal government operating, plus increase the budgets of federal agencies and programs an average of 10%. Among the beneficiaries, the FBI, NASA, veterans programs, car dealers, and federal workers. The House of Representatives passed the budget on Thursday with no Republicans voting for it. Republicans complain the measure spends way too much at a time when the nation's total debt tops $12 trillion. Democrats respond that the measure restores funding cut under President Bush. Next week, lawmakers tackle an even larger spending bill, the Pentagon's $600 billion budget. President Obama must sign the federal budget by December 18. John Burnett, NPR News.
Officials in Oregon say rescue crews have found the body of a missing climber on Mount Hood, but two other climbers are still missing. Authorities spent Saturday searching for the three. The search is set to resume shortly after dawn tomorrow. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through the Danish capital of Copenhagen today, demanding that world leaders come to an agreement to combat global warming at the UN climate conference. The march was mostly peaceful, but violence did flare up. Police detained nearly 1,000 people after activists threw bottles and smashed windows. In Pakistan, authorities confirmed that five young American men who've been detained in the city of Sargodha had been moved to Lahore for further questioning. The men went missing from their homes in Virginia, prompting U.S. authorities to launch a manhunt. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Pakistani officials say that a special team has been assembled for the interrogation of the five Americans in Lahore. A police source said conspiring with militants involved in terror is one possible charge. The FBI arrived in Pakistan this week to join the probe. Making any case in the United States would greatly depend on what the suspects tell the FBI. Pakistani officials say they turned up computers and telephone records indicating that the group had accessed jihadi websites and made contact with local militants here. At least two extremist groups are reported to have refused to meet the young Americans. Speculation is rising that the suspects will be deported, but Interior Minister Rehman Malik said until Pakistani law enforcement agencies or the courts clear the cases, there will be no deportations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
This year's Heisman Trophy winner is Alabama running back Mark Ingram. He's the first ever Crimson Tide player to win college football's most prestigious honor. And from Washington, this is NPR News. The coffee shop in Washington State, where four police officers were murdered 2 weeks ago, reopened today. And when Brad Carpenter, the CEO of the company that owns the place, opened the door, he saw a long line of people waiting.
The chief of police at Lakewood, Brett Farrar, was our very first customer. He had requested he be the first customer, and he had roughly about probably 40 of his Lakewood police officers right behind him.
Carpenter says people stood in line for more than 2 hours to get in and to show their respect for the slain officers and support for their community. The gunman was the subject of a two-day manhunt before he was shot and killed by a policeman in Seattle. The British government has launched a campaign in the French Alps, warning its citizens to go easy on alcoholic drinks when they're out on the slopes. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Posters, flyers, and coasters with the words, "Don't catch your death," are being distributed at French winter resorts popular with the English. The posters show young drinkers glass in hand before an alpine background. The UK Foreign Office campaign comes after more than 30 Britons died in alpine ski resorts last year. According to British diplomats, many died because they underestimated the risk of drinking at a high altitude. French authorities say drunk skiing is becoming a growing problem in resorts and has caused several accidents on the slopes in recent winters, including avalanches set off by tipsy tourists going off-piste. A study published by the British Foreign Office estimated a third of British skiers and snowboarders under 25 had experienced problems abroad linked to a mix of altitude, adrenaline, and alcohol. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.